Is that right?
Yeah. But because of all the activities going on around the country, things have kind of slowed down here.
Yeah.
But still, it's one of the biggest shows in the state of Illinois.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I'm assuming the Fairfield Coin Club is a pretty active when you look at the different clubs around Southern Illinois anyway. Fairfield's got a pretty active club, doesn't it?
We have over 100 members altogether, and I don't know exactly how many over, but over 100. And we have people or dealers coming in from Evansville, Marion, Carbondale,
yeah,
every place. You know, they come around.
How many folks will you have show? I mean, because I guess I don't know what folks expect to find whenever they go to a show like this. You're basically looking. Different coin dealers will have different coins and different varieties of coins, and do they? A lot of these folks will have the same coins as other folks, right?
Right, but some of them deal strictly in foreign coins. Some of them just American coins. Some of them deal in currency. Some of them deal in a mixture of everything. They not only sell coins, but they also buy coins, and they also give you a price for your coins if you want to sell them, or you just want to know what the price is.
So that's one of the things that this is really actually good for. If you want to know, if you've got like that stack of coins that you've been kind of collecting in the corner, not like the typical ones that you throw in the jar, but the special ones, right?
Yeah, all the better grade coins always bring a premium price, and silver dollars is always a good buy. Gold, good buy, always good buy right now. But the coin show itself opens at 9 o'clock in the morning on Sunday.
Uh-huh.
And it runs through till about 4 o'clock in the evening. And during that daytime, we have hourly door prizes. We have a lot of activity for kids. As an example, we have an auction just for the kids.
Really?
The dealers show up, and the dealers donate coins for the junior auction, we call it.
Okay.
And we give the kids $60.
Really?
In play money. And they buy these coins and they get to keep them. So, you know, the dealers will bring proof sets in and silver eagles in and just miscellaneous.
Basically donating things. That to the auction, yeah.
Donating that so the kids can buy that and see what it really feels like.
To get a little bit of an interest in it,
so
right?
So we're trying to get the kids involved in it. Another thing we do, we stack pennies in a pile.
Okay,
everybody gets in the pool.
Now tell me about this. Tell me about the penny stacking contest. That sounds like a lot of fun. And it's kids only, too, I guess. Do you have to carry them somewhere or are you just stacking them?
You just sit down on the floor and stack them up. Now, the Guinness Book of World Records shows the tallest stack of pennies, 6'1".
How many pennies is that?
That's a bunch.
Yeah, that's a lot of money.
We give the kids 100 pennies.
Okay.
And they can't stack 100.
Yeah.
That's two rolls high. That's probably, 6.5 inches tall altogether?
Right. Yeah.
And they can't stack 100. I know I tried it for hours and hours on end. I tried it upside down, right side
up. Well, you know, that also, you kind of determine if your floor is straight or flat. Flat or got a little curve to it.
They got concrete floors, so you can bounce around and don't jiggle.
Are you going to be in the gymnasium there at Northside School?
Yeah. In the gym, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
We take the whole thing.
Okay.
Even the food service, we take over.
Okay. So with it being 9 to 3, from 9 in the morning till, 4 o'clock in the afternoon. Folks can get something to eat there, too, then, can't they?
Yeah. We got Phil and Joyce Williams doing the food, and they have vegetable soup and all kinds of hot dogs and chips and drinks and desserts. And really good, nice priced, good on the pocketbook, and they always do good stuff, good food. So
if I'm back to this penny thing, this roll of the penny stack. I'm kind of surprised you can't get more than the folks or the kids have. I've never tried it, but I'm kind of surprised the kids are having trouble getting a little higher than just two stacks of pennies.
Not really.
I wished I'd brought you some. You could try.
I tried on a completely level table.
A flat table.
No wind blowing. Nobody stomping the floor.
I got to tell you, Roberta, I wish you had.
I wished I had them, too. I wished I had some.
98. It's the most I ever stacked in one.
Well, and you've been working on it for years.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. But the kid that gets the tallest stack wins a silver eagle.
Oh, that's handy. That's like a $25 value itself, right?
Right.
Yeah. That's really cool.
So, and then we let the kids keep all the coins, too, that we give them, you know, to stack. They can.
Oh, see, now that's great. So you bring a kid out, and they're gonna go home with their, well, certainly not with their empty pockets.
Yep.
They're going to go home with $60 worth of coins that they buy at the auction and another dollar's worth of pennies and hopefully a silver eagle.
Tell me, Roberta, how many kids will you have participate typically in the auction or in the stacking?
We have anywhere between, we've had as low as 8, we've had as high as 25. That's the thing. We never know how many kids we're going to end up with, so we just go for it. We try to be prepared.
How long have you been involved? I know, I mean, probably all your life, Jim, since Jim's been involved, right?
Pretty much. He actually roped me in, and oh gosh, when did you get me involved in the officer? Oh,
a few years ago.
Yeah.
At least 30 years.
I like Jim smiling because he's proud of himself for getting his kid in. That's great. Tell me a little bit about how you got into coin collecting, Jim.
I started when I lived up north in Champaign. Started collecting coins up there, and when I came down here, I got involved in the coin club.
Was there a particular coin that like your white whale that you've been looking for over the years, or something that you just showed me one this morning that I thought was very cool, the estate one.
Yeah, the Lincoln commemorative, 1918, I believe was the date on it. Yeah, I've collected a lot of the commemorative coins and, of course, put sets together and nothing in particular. You know, one of the things, if you put a set together, there's always going to be a one or two that's going to be almost impossible to find.
Really?
Unless you've got plenty of money. I'll give you an example, a Morgan Dollar set.
Okay.
1895. They only made a few of those, and proof only. It's an S mint. No, it's plain. Philadelphia mint. And right now, one is worth, uncirculated condition, is worth somewhere around $40,000 to $50,000.
No kidding.
Yeah. So, you know, find one in circulation.
Might not be in that good a shape, but.
Yeah, but you just don't find them because there wasn't that many minted.
Yeah.
And there's other coins the same way.
What's the story behind that? I mean, why do they mint more some years than other years? It's not, since it's a coin, is it? It's not really for economic reasons, because I wouldn't think that they would matter with coins throwing too much into the economy.
I really don't know exactly, but to give you an example of why some coins are minted more than others, the statehood quarters, I believe it was Tennessee. When Tennessee was making the Philadelphia, Denver, and San Francisco mint coins, the state or the federal government closed them down, OSHA did, because they were in compliance with their safety rules.
They closed down the mints.
Yeah, they closed the mint down. So they didn't make as many, and those coins are always going to be more expensive because they didn't make as many.
So a Tennessee state quarter is going to be worth more than, say, Illinois state quarter or something like that.
Right.
Mm-hmm. How about the Delaware state quarters? I've always wondered about that since it was the first one.
Well, they made...
They made a ton of those.
They made them, yeah, a lot.
Yeah, a lot.
Yeah, and, you know, it's just one of those things where a lot of those coins were made and people collected them. Hanna House Museum, as an example, has a complete statehood quarter set.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, and in a map of the United States.
Yeah.
And every one of them's in there.
How about that?
They've also got a proof set, not a proof set, a type set. And it's got silver dollars in it and 2 cent pieces and 3 cent pieces.
All kinds of different things. Mm-hmm. See, that's what a lot of folks, I mean, that's what folks don't realize, and that's what they might see here at the auction, the show coming up, right?
The unusual coins the dealers will have, the expensive coins, the dealers will have a lot of them. People hunt for one coin for a long time before they can finally find one that they like.
How about that? I'm talking here today with Roberta Marshall and Jim Isle. We're going to talk about the Fairfield Coin Club 46th Annual Coin Show and Auction coming up this Sunday at Northside Grade School. And we're going to talk more with those folks about maybe some of the unusual coins. They're going to tell me a lot more about what's going on this Sunday. The raffle prizes and the coins in that look just outstanding. You are listening to the Bruce Dickey Show here on AM 1390 and WFIW-FM Fairfield. Back after these.
One, two, three, four, one. If you've got the money, honey, I've got the time. We'll go honky-tonking and we'll have a time. We'll have more fun, baby, all the way down the line. If you've got the money, honey, I've got the time. There ain't no need to tarry. Let's start out tonight. We'll have fun, oh boy, and we'll do it right. Bring along your Cadillac, leave my old wreck behind. If you've got money, honey, I've got the time.
Morning, folks. Welcome back to the Bruce Dickey Show here on AM 1390 at WFIW-FM Fairfield, Illinois. Appreciate you tuning in this morning. Across the way, I've got Roberta Marshall and Jim Isle. Jim's the president of the Fairfield Coin Club, and Roberta's the secretary. And as such, they are also on the board. And we're talking about the big old Fairfield Coin Club auction, or pardon me, Coin Club show and auction coming up this Saturday, this Sunday. At the Northside School. Been doing this for 46 years. How long have you been involved in that, Jim?
I've been here for 39 years at least.
39 years at least?
Mm-hmm.
No kidding. What's the... I think I asked earlier, but I don't know if I got an answer. What gets one into coin collecting? Roberta, you tell me. Now, I guess your dad kind of got you into it. What gets... How do you get more folks involved or more folks thinking about maybe collecting coins?
Coin collecting can be either as just a hobby or an investment. For me, it's mostly a hobby because, investment-wise, I don't have that much.
You don't want to throw that much money at it. I got it.
But hobby-wise, whatever my dad was doing, that's what I wanted to do whenever
sure.
I was younger.
Sure.
So that's how I kind of got involved into it. But a lot of it is history. I mean, each coin has its own history. You know, there's
right.
a reason why they made certain coins the way they did and why they took them out of circulation. And you learn a lot. You know, learn a lot of history.
What's the most valuable coin you've ever seen held in your chubby little hands?
Oh, my.
I'm asking you first. I'm going to let Jim think about that one because he's been at it.
He's been at it a lot longer than me, yeah, because he's way older than me.
I didn't say that.
Oh, gosh.
What do you think? I mean, Jim just showed me a big old ounce dollar coin.
Yeah.
That's a pretty hefty coin just being a dollar.
Yeah. Probably the most expensive one I've held in my chubby little hands was... Oh, there's been some guys that had some really nice gold pieces that they brought into the coin show, and they'll say, here, look at this. Well, that's all I can do
like
is
hold it, look. Like a
$20
eagle or something.
Yeah, the double eagles and stuff like that. Yeah.
Well, see, now that's pretty cool.
And it is, really.
What's the oldest coin? I mean, do you guys do any collecting? I don't think the coin club probably does much collecting in foreign, but have you ever, what's the oldest coin you've ever had?
Probably my oldest coin that I have in my collection is a 1793. Yeah, 1793. And you know why? Because my daddy gave it to me for my birthday one year.
See, now, Jim, that's how you knew what it was.
She talked me out of it. And what it was a large penny. Large copper penny.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Do you ever, now, Jim, tell me, when you got started collecting, pretty clear that you guys are mainly into American and U.S. coins, have you ever thought about going into some of the antiquity coins, like Roman or something like that? Or, I mean, that's probably, you get into real money.
We've got dealers that deal just in those type of coins.
Is that right?
Yeah. But most of your Roman coins, you have to be careful with because they counterfeit a lot of them.
That's another thing I was wondering. How prevalent out there is counterfeiting of coins? In the U.S. coins, you probably don't run into it that much, do you?
Yeah, absolutely. Matter of fact, I have a collection, or had a collection, except somebody got it, of counterfeit stuff. You know,
oh, really?
Counterfeit coins. You know, silver dollars, nickels even, that don't amount to much. Pennies, too. Like 1943, they made steel pennies.
Right. I've got some. Now, at least I think they're legitimate.
They are, but you can pick them up with a magnet.
Okay.
Now, if you find a copper penny made in 1943, they did make a few.
Oh, really?
However, if you find one today, put a magnet on it, and if it picks it up, you know it's plated.
Oh, I see. And it's really a steel one.
Uh-huh, mm-hmm. Right.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So that's how you tell the difference in them.
Which would be worth more? A copper penny from 43, if they didn't make very many, okay, probably worth a little bit more, isn't it?
Yeah, if you can get a real one.
About $20,000, $30,000 maybe.
Whew! All right.
Because they only made a very few of them.
Yeah, folks are going to be looking through their change right now or something like that.
To give you another example, in 1942, they took the nickel out of it.
Let's go over a little bit or move the microphone over.
They took the nickel out of a nickel in 1942 to 1945, and they put silver in it.
Instead of nickel? What were they using
for? They used the nickel for shell casings for the war.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so a nickel, figuring today, silver is about $18 an ounce.
Yeah.
A wartime nickel, right today, is worth about a dollar and a penny.
Whereas a 1946 nickel is going to be worth 5 cents.
5 cents.
That's
now,
cool.
They made a change in that 1942 to 1945 were wartime nickels, and they, on the reverse side of the coin, above the Capitol building, was a large mint mark, PD or NS.
Yeah.
Now, in 1942, the very first year they made them, some of them were not silver. So they put a very small mint mark to the right-hand side of the Capitol building on the reverse side of the coin. That's how you tell the two apart. But you can also tell them apart by the color. A silver will tarnish somewhat.
Okay.
And you can tell by that.
You can see the nickels, if your nickel is tarnished, mm-hmm, and it's got 1942 through 45 or 43 for 45?
It's 42
through 45.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You might have a silver nickel.
Yeah.
And this weekend would be the perfect place to, this Sunday would be the perfect place to find out about that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they most of the dealers have sets of all those coins.
Oh, really?
And, yeah. Mm-hmm.
How big of a, what the dealers that come in, how big of a, of a set, or how much stuff will they put out? Will they bring with them from their shops, say, to show at the show, as well as, I mean, anything they're showing, they're offering for sale, I guess, to the other collectors too, right?
Absolutely.
I would say that in that particular room, hate to say this, but probably there's probably close to $500,000.
Yeah.
But you know, we have our local sheriff's department there.
Oh yeah.
Mike, he'll be there, and he.
Well, you've never had a problem. Yeah, you've never had a problem.
Well, no, we don't want to have either.
Yeah. Well, no, yeah, that'd be a bad deal. That'd be the worst deal. Okay, so what was the most? I asked Roberta what was the most valuable coin she ever saw. What's the most valuable coin you've ever seen and held in your chubby little fingers there, Jim?
I really couldn't tell you because I've had a lot of good coins that I've looked at that other people have had.
Yeah.
And one of them was the 1895 plain silver dollar. It was got into circulation someplace, but it's still worth in excess of $20,000, even though it's been circulated, or an uncirculated one, considerably more price.
What kind of percentage? You mentioned the 95 silver dollar, the 1895 silver dollar. How many of those coins went into the market fewer than normally go into the market? How many are poured in every year, do you know? Or?
Well, to give you an example, on this 1895, there was only 880 of them.
Minted.
Minted. Now, you take an 1895-0, they made somewhere in the area of 450,000.
Okay.
And the 1895-S, it was 400,000 made. So where the counterfeiting comes in is to take...
Take the O and the S off of it.
Yeah.
What's the O mean?
O is for New Orleans.
Oh, okay.
S is San Francisco. D is Denver.
Yeah.
W is West Point.
Okay. That's the thing. I've never paid that close attention. All I see is the P, the S, or the D, something like that. How many places are they still minting coins today?
Right now they're making them in four different places, and one of them, like these silver eagles, I believe it has a W mint mark on it. The proof ones do. Yeah. The proof.
And that means head. Washington, D.C.?
West Point.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
I didn't realize there was a mint up in West Point. Mm-hmm. The things one learns.
Yeah, you learn a lot from coins.
Well, exactly right. And the big show is this Saturday. We talked about some of the kids coming in or the kids contests. You'll have this auction. What is the auction? Is the funds from the auction go to where?
The funds from the auction go to the people that put the coins in. Okay. We don't keep any of the money.
Oh, okay.
We let the dealers and members of the coin club put coins in the auction. We auction them off and then give them the money back that we sold them for.
See, that's the thing. I see you've got your lots for the... Who does your auctioneering, by the way? Who's going to...
Normally, I would do it, but this time, I think somebody else... I'll talk my daughter into it.
Since you're battling a little bit of laryngitis. Yeah, I can understand that. You ready to do a little auctioneering? Is that you've seen it done a few times, Roberta?
I've been practicing a little bit.
Have you been practicing?
Yeah, I've been doing it at the monthly shows, so...
Well, you see, now that's
I am
cool.
I am not good, well, but no, I can get it that. Done.
Don't say that. Don't say that. You mentioned, by the way, also that Phil and Joyce were going to have the food. What kind of food are they going to have?
Oh, they'll have vegetable soup, hot dogs. They do barbecue, chips, all kinds of desserts, stuff like that.
Drinks.
So, like, the dealers, like, at the big shows in St. Louis and places like that, the dealers who are kind of stuck there because they can't leave their stuff.
No, they're stuck with their stuff.
They're stuck there. They normally have to bring stuff in. And that's, like, the big St. Louis shows, the big shows.
Yeah.
But we're just a little show, and we offer food for them. They don't have to go anywhere.
I'm surprised that those big shows wouldn't even
consider offering. I don't understand that. Looks like they would make good money.
Well, I
and
bet
Phil and Joyce, we don't. I mean, whatever they make, that's their thing. We don't keep any of the money on that either. That's theirs. So
you say you have monthly meetings. When do you guys meet? What time of the month and where?
We meet the second Sunday of every month out at the Frontier Community College. Dealers are usually set up out there about 8 o'clock to 9. We have a monthly meeting, which lasts all of about maybe 5 minutes at 1:30, and then we go into the auction. So we have an actual auction at every meeting. And if you're a member, you can put 5 auction lots in for free.
Oh, really?
And like Dad was saying, we don't keep any of the money. It's just a service we offer for our members, and we just give them all the money that they make on it. They make a reserve lot, bid. And
Jim, you were talking about how this is has been one of the bigger shows in Southern Illinois. How is you said coin collecting is not as popular or prevalent as it used to be. Is it because of inflation, you think, or what? What causes coin collecting to become less popular as time flies? The kids playing video games?
Back, say, 20 years ago, you could go and buy a $20 gold piece, a double eagle, for $450.
Right.
Today, that same coin costs $1,400.
Yeah, just for the gold.
Yeah.
That makes the level of entry a little bit more difficult then, doesn't it?
Silver the same way, You used to be able to buy a silver dollar for $4 to $5.
Right.
Because a silver dollar has just a little over 3/4 of an ounce of silver in it.
Yeah.
So a silver dollar, if you was to take a silver dollar and...
From 1960, say.
Pardon?
From 1960, say, a silver dollar. You're talking about a silver eagle or a silver dollar?
Silver dollars.
Okay.
But the last year they made a silver dollar, real silver dollar, was in 1938 or something like that.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought they changed whenever they put Eisenhower. That was the last time with no silver. That's when they went to no silver in the dollar.
No, before that. But anyway.
Well, that was the all silver ones. They went to like 40% silver.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, see, they just switched the content of the silver.
The proof Eisenhower's were 40% silver.
Oh, okay.
Only.
I
just
see.
The proofs. So if at today's silver price, a silver dollar, being only just a little over 3/4 of an ounce, is still worth about $14 in silver content.
Hey, that's
content.
Still pretty good.
That's silver content.
That's silver content. Yeah. But if you're buying it for the coin itself, it's going to run more than that.
What do you find with the new dollars, the presidential dollars, and as well as the Susie B's and that kind of thing? Do people collect those?
Oh yeah, there's a set of proof silver dollars.
Okay, you've got that's 9 through 12. Pardon me, that's, president 9 through 12.
Yep. Yeah, mm-hmm.
Henry Harrison, John Tyler, James Polk, and Zachary Taylor. Okay. But the proof set is going to proof set of, well, those are $4 there if you get them, if you pay, if you use them in the road. But a proof set like that's going to be worth quite a bit more than that.
Oh,
right?
yeah they are. Depends on the year and how many they made.
How about that? I'm talking here with Roberta Marshall along with Jim Isle. We're talking about the Fairfield Coin Club. And we'll be back to talk a little bit more, see what all's going on with the Coin Club and all kinds of more things here on the Bruce Dickey Show on AM 1390 and WFIW-FM Fairfield. Back after these. Welcome back to the Bruce Dickey Show here on AM 1390 and WFIW-FM Fairfield, Illinois. My name is Bruce Dickey. I'm joined across the way by Roberta Marshall and Jim Isle. We're talking about the Fairfield Coin Club and their 46th annual coin show and auction taking place this Sunday, October 9th at the Northside Grade School. All kinds of fun stuff involved for kids and for people of all ages. But Roberta, you had some folks wondering what time stuff was going on.
Yeah, I had a couple messages on my phone here. So the Doors open at 9.
Uh-huh.
The first door prize drawing starts at 10.
Okay, so they're going to be you're going to be drawing for door prizes every hour, right?
Every
right.
hour through the day, yeah.
How about that?
And then the awards and special presentations are at 1. So this year our award is going to go to the family of Joey Sims because he's our longtime member. He passed away this year. We're also dedicating our two $500 scholarships to in the memory of Joey Sims.
Isn't that nice?
So our scholarship winners this year are John Mark Hunt and Madison Massey.
Okay.
So each year the club gives out two $500 scholarships, and those are the guys, and they're always to a Frontier Community College student.
Okay.
We have a association with the college. We have our monthly meetings there, right. So we donate the two scholarships.
Well, that's great. It just kind of works together, interchangeable, hand in hand, isn't it?
Yep, hand in hand, and we'll
so
do
those
the,
awards are at 1.
Those awards are at 1.
All
yep.
right.
At 1:30, we'll start the penny stacking contest for the kids. At 2:00, will be the junior auction.
Now, did you say they're going to be stacking on the floor, Jim, or they're going to be on the table?
On the
they're
floor.
They're going to be on the floor.
On the floor. Okay.
On the floor. That's really tough on me because
I'm getting you have to,
old,
I was gonna
and
say.
You got to get on the floor and measure them suckers. Yeah. When you got about anywhere from 12 to 25 kids in the floor, and they all want you to measure their stack at the same
say,
time.
I was going to say, Roberta, you're going to need the old skateboard thing, the roller skate.
I
thing.
Need knee pads.
That's probably true too.
I need knee
that's
pads.
That's probably true too. I bet that's right. Okay, so the kids stacking is at 1:30.
Uh huh. Yeah.
And that takes, we give them 10 minutes
uh-huh.
to stack the coins.
Okay.
And then they get to keep the coins.
Right.
And then one of them will win a silver eagle.
The one who with the tallest stack.
Yeah.
Yep.
That's great. Okay, and then you're going to have the kids auction at 2, right?
Yep, the kids auction at 2 o'clock.
And this is a great deal. We'll reiterate it again. We talked about it in the first segment, but let's tell folks what this is. This is a lot of fun. You're going to give $60 in play money to each kid,
mm-hmm.
and there are some items donated for them to try to buy, right?
Yep, so we let them, it works like a regular auction. We just hold something up, take bids on it, they spend their money.
I got to ask.
We make change, we do whatever we have to
do. Do you
make
let
it work.
The kids, are the kids able to pool their money?
Yeah, at the very last few auction lots, yeah, sometimes brothers and sisters will pool their stuff together or other kids will because they'll have like $2 left, you know.
So. Now that's fun. That's fun. Okay.
We have a lot of fun with the kids.
And after the junior auction, the main auction starts when at 2:30?
2:30, yep.
Okay. One of the biggest draws of the whole thing, I think, are the raffles. And how much are raffle tickets?
Raffle tickets are $1 a piece, or 6 for $5.
Okay.
We do have 13 prizes this year. Our first prize is a 1911S $5 gold Indian.
Show me that. Let me describe this $5 gold Indian again to the folks. This is a how much gold's in this thing, you think, Jim?
Weight-wise, I have to look because I can't remember
probably
all
about
those.
Is that a tenth maybe of an ounce or something like that?
That's...
The gold Indians are really special.
About a quarter of an ounce.
Oh, really?
Yeah, mm-hmm. A quarter of an ounce. Mm-hmm.
Because where most coins, the picture on it is yeah. raised, the gold Indians are
it's indented
in there.
It's indented, mm-hmm. isn't it?
Yeah, and that makes them, and they're just really cool looking coins. They're different, and they're cool, and they got the eagle on the back.
I was going to say, is the eagle indented into it, too?
Yes.
I guess mm-hmm. it would be... In Boston, maybe
the
particular correct word. Yeah, you really can't tell looking at this that it's backwards as
yeah.
opposed to forwards.
And they are
why'd they do
super
that?
Cool, pretty coins.
Why'd they do that, you think? Because of the price of gold maybe at the time?
Not necessarily. They made that, the Indian, and they also made another one, which was a Liberty.
Okay.
It had a Liberty head on it.
Okay. So this is the grand prize. It's the 1911 $5 gold Indian, and value on this has to be, I'm thinking if it's a quarter ounce of gold anyway, you're looking at, before you start talking about it being a 100-year-old coin even, you're looking at about $300 or $400 on it, right?
Easy, yeah. Mm-hmm. That particular one, if it was sent off and graded, it would probably bring somewhere in the area of $500.
I'm going to say that's in good shape. That's
it's really pretty.
It's well kept. What are some of the other prizes?
The second place prize is a 2016 tenth ounce of gold.
Is that what that one little one there
is?
Yeah,
that's what that one is.
I can't believe that's a tenth of an ounce of gold. That really, I guess.
Ten of them together, you got a full ounce.
I guess so. So this thing's worth at least $100, and it's just a small little piece of gold, isn't it?
It's just a small piece of gold. It's
Is that Liberty on one side?
Yep.
And what's on the other? Oh, a couple of eagles, right?
Yep.
How about now? Whenever this is a U.S. Mint product, right?
Yes.
Whenever they make something special like this for 2016, whereas that 1911 $5 gold Indian was actually meant to be
this
circulated,
was currency, yeah,
and used. That was mm-hmm. currency. This one is not, though, is it? The 2016.
No. It's classified as bullion gold.
Oh, okay. Okay. What other prizes do you have in that
big
raffle?
Our third place prize is an 1881 S Morgan dollar, and it's a MS63, which means it's a higher grade coin, not circulated, so you can see all the fine details in the Liberty.
Great. And that's the one you were showing me earlier, isn't it, Jim?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and it's got, like, on the back it has the eagle on it, and you can see all the detail in his feathering, and he's really pretty. It's a pretty coin.
And the other thing is, and what's your fourth and fifth prizes? Are silver eagles, right?
Yeah, fourth and fifth prizes are the 2016 silver eagles. So they're an ounce of silver.
See, now that's a pretty good deal, too. In itself, you're looking at how many dollars total you think there on just the raffles. That would probably, looking at $700 or $800, you. Well, if you count all
of them together.
All of them close to 1,000, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's a pretty good deal.
And the tickets are pretty reasonable, you know. I mean, anybody can get one. They're just $1 a piece or $6 for
$5. Do you have to be present to win for something like that?
The only prize that you have to be present to win is the last five prizes. Everything else, you know, the gold and the Morgan dollar, you do not have to be present
to
win.
So you can go ahead and buy all the raffle tickets you want for that big $1911 gold Indian and buy 100 tickets for that and just count on waiting to hear from you for the winnings.
Awesome.
Right?
You can call me. I'll bring you some tickets.
at Fall Fun Fest, I had a guy walking through there, and he bought two books of tickets.
Oh,
and
really?
He was from Florida.
No kidding.
He was up on vacation, yeah.
So he just went ahead and gave you his name, and you're ready to send him down there if he wins, huh?
Yep.
He was here for the Fall Fun Fest class, one of the class reunions that was going on. So he's originally from Fairfield, but he lives in Florida now.
And the money for the Coin Club, you guys do scholarships. I mean, that's basically where the main gist, right?
Yeah, we do scholarships. We donate to the hospital. We've donated to the drug dog. We donate to quite a few things.
We also
usually do Kids in Motion.
Every year we put a brand new red book in every school and every library in Wayne County.
The red book, ladies and gentlemen, if you're not aware, that's the guidebook to United States coins. And it changes every year. That changes because of the value of the coins are going to change.
Yeah. It's basically a book that tells you how many coins are made and an average of what thing's going to be worth. Not the true price. It's an average price.
Well, I hope you get a great big crowd. How many? You've said you've had crowds of up to 400 or 500 in the past.
Yeah.
Like to have about 300 or 200 here. We'll probably get more than 200. Surely
I
this
hope
Sunday.
So.
Does the weather affect you much, Roberta?
Definitely. On a really nice, pretty day in October, people know that those pretty days are going to be few and far between. They're not going to be as nice. The crowds are kind of low, but they're actually calling for kind of cool weather, so I'm hoping
it's cooling
we get
off.
A good
it's
crowd.
Cooling off 10 or 20 degrees on Sunday. So that ought to help you get
and
a
I
good
was like, awesome. That works for us.
What else you got, Jim?
One of the things that we do in our regular monthly show, besides the auction we have for the general public, we also have a membership drawing.
Okay.
We have two prizes. One is a silver eagle, which, you know, you're talking about $20. And we have a silver half a dollar.
Yeah.
Now, the membership dues for the Coin Club is a whopping $2 a year.
That's a ton. Come on.
$2
a year.
Right?
You're stealing.
And we've been that way for 46 years.
How about that?
Now, we make our money not by raffling off stuff or anything like that. We have a 50-50 drawing every month.
Okay.
And we sell five tickets for, or six tickets for $5,
yeah,
or a dollar a piece.
Yeah.
And we split it with whoever wins. So,
sure,
you know, we make a little money off of that. We make a little money off of renting the tables at our, yeah, annual show.
I'm running out of the clock, Jim. If folks want more information about the Fairfield Coin Club, where do they go? Facebook, Roberta?
They can Facebook me. They can call me. My number is 599-2393. We have an email address, fairfieldcoinclub@gmail.com. Come out to the monthly shows at the Frontier College.
Or come to the big show this weekend.
Come to the big show this weekend. We'll be out there.
That's this Sunday, October 9th at the Northside Grade School. Thanks very much for coming on, guys. I really do appreciate it.
Thanks for having us.
That's the Bruce Dickey Show for today.